121, verse number 1. Psalms 121, verse number 1. Reading through verse number 8. Reading the whole book. Psalms 121, verse number 1. Amen. Reading 1 through verse number 1. Amen. Notice what the scripture said. He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and earth. He will, look at verse number 3, he will not suffer thy foot to be removed. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Verse number 4. He said, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Verse number 5. The Bible said, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon the right hand. Verse number 6. The Bible said, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Verse number 7. The Bible said, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, that I'll be able, Lord, to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I realize that I'm nothing today, but you're everything. Lord, unless the Holy Spirit come on the scene, Lord, it'd be nothing but as a stammering tongue. Lord, a twinkling cymbal, Lord. God, I pray, Lord, that you give us the words and wisdom. Lord, to do that, to be pleasing unto you. Lord, we ask all these things. Lord, in Jesus' name, I humbly pray. Amen. And amen. Have heard from me your scripture, and the Lord's laid upon our heart. And notice the way he starts this all tonight in the book of Psalms. Amen. He said, I will lift up mine eyes. I listen unto the hills from which cometh my help. Amen. I listen, neighbor, tonight. If I had a message that I want to preach on, and they'd be on this right here tonight, standing in need of help. Amen. I listen, in need of help tonight. I listen, have you ever found yourself in need of help tonight? See, my friend, we cannot carry or bear the cross alone. Amen. Jesus even had help. I listen from Simeon over there. I listen, neighbor, to help carry the cross. Neighbor of Calvary. I listen, we can't carry the cross of this world or the cross of sin or the burdens alone sometimes are more than we can bear. Sometimes we feel shackled down. Listen, you can always count on the consistency of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, I may let you down. The world may let you down. Listen, but the psalmist David said, I've learned to look where my help lies. Amen. And he said, I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help tonight. Listen, so we all struggle daily. We every do. Listen, my friend, the Bible said this life is a few days and full of troubles. Listen, Paul said he had a thorn in his side that buffeted him every day. Amen. So in other words, we all are flesh and we struggle and have problems in this life, whether it be major or minor. And we all go through things that we must face. Listen, difficult times, mountains we have to climb, valleys we have to go through. Listen, in some of them times, listen, as the psalmist is going through here, I believe he's finding out that all his help and all his strength tonight comes from the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, knowing him in sincerity and in truth tonight. Listen, standing in need of help. Who do we neighbor cry out to tonight? Listen, neighbor, and I thought about this. Even though we all have faced different struggles, even though we all face different things, Listen, every night we all must depend on the same person, neighbor, to get us through. Amen. Neighbor, that is Jesus Christ tonight. Hey, son, I'm Alpha and Omega, and the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Amen. Listen, he said, I am Emmanuel. Listen, neighbor, the great I am tonight. Listen, he's the author of our salvation tonight. The psalmist David said, I for myself, I'll look upon the hills from which cometh my help tonight. Listen, let's just read that. Listen, 1-5. One more time tonight. Notice what he says in Psalms 121 and verse number 1. I like it. He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Neighbor, from whence cometh my help. Amen. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and earth. Amen. Listen, he'll not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Amen. Listen, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. And verse number 5, the Bible said, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand tonight. Listen, so in other words, tonight, when we're standing in need of help, and no matter what that help may be, whether it be spiritual, whether it be physical or any other help tonight, listen, I'm glad the Bible said his grace is sufficient. Amen. Listen, and I'm glad that tonight, listen, my problems, listen, may be too big for you, and your problems too big for me, but I'm glad tonight we serve an all-knowing God that can supply every need according to his riches and glory. Listen, do you realize he knows what you need even before you need it? Yes, sir. How do you know that, preacher? He already knows tomorrow. He knows what you're going to go through. He knows what you're going to face. Listen, it's why we sing that song and said, I care not today what tomorrow may bring. Neither shadow nor sunshine nor rain. For I myself I am living just one way, and that's by faith in him. And I've learned the way to live him is to look for him. Listen, neighbor, today. And David said, I am looking under the hills from which cometh my help tonight. Three things that we see in the blessed book tonight about this needing help tonight, and we see the psalmist says here in verse number 121, 1-5. Listen, but notice 6-8 here. Listen, as we read it again tonight, and then we'll get into the three. Listen, I want us to look tonight where we can look for help tonight. Amen. Verse number 6, the Bible said, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Verse number 17, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Amen. He shall preserve thy soul. Listen, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even more forevermore. Amen. Listen, do you realize tonight how the Lord has you and I and neighbor preserved? Amen. Listen, back when I was growing up, listen, mom and daddy done a lot of gardening, and they do a lot of canning, and listen, they take those green beans and they'd put them in them jars, and them things would be preserved. Listen, neighbor, and about in the dead part of the winter, Brother Jim, and neighbor, we'd get in there, and mom would open them can of that jar of green beans, and neighbor, we'd sit down, and we'd begin to eat, and them green beans tasted just as good then as they did then. Listen, neighbor, tonight, listen, I'm going to tell you something. When the Lord preserved me, it's been just as good as the day I got saved as it is today. Listen, that's why I said, I look unto the hills from whence cometh my help tonight. Listen, he said, he preserved thy goings and comings. Listen, amen, he said, the sun can't smite me, the moon can't smite me. Listen, I'm glad we're preserved by the blood of the Lamb tonight. I listen for three things. I never that we see here tonight. I listen in need of help. I listen the first thing the psalmist did. I never he lift up his eyes. Amen. I listen. Did you notice that? The Bible said, I shall lift mine eyes. I listen. Amen. We focus too much sometimes on why I'm in the valley. And we focus sometimes so much on why I'm struggling or suffering. But here the psalmist says, I'll lift my head. I listen. I'm going to lift my head. I listen. I like that song. It says I'm going to walk right out of this valley. I lift my hand and praise the Lord. I listen. I'm glad tonight. Amen. I've learned no matter what circumstance we may be in, no matter what turmoil we may be in, if we'll just raise our head, get our eyes off of the circumstance and lift them up toward heaven, amen, everything I look a lot better today. Amen. He said, I'm going to lift my eyes. The psalmist says, I'll lift mine eyes unto the hills. In other words, tonight I'm going to change my focus on upward instead of downward. Amen. I'm going to change my focus on upward instead of downward. Amen. I see my friends sometimes, we all have pity parties, and sometimes we look at so much. I see my friend, that's the same thing that happened to old Peter over there. Brother Ronnie, when he stepped out of the boat, I listened. The Bible said as long as he had his eyes lifted up, and not just lifted up, but he had them lifted up on Jesus. I listen. Amen. He began to walk on that water out of where the Lord was. I listen. Amen. But when I began to allow that water, I'd have become more focused. I've been looking on Jesus. This is what happened. Amen. He began to sink. Amen. And he began to fall. So I'm telling you tonight, when we're standing in need of help, amen, I don't focus so much, I listen on what this is or that is, but I'm telling you, I just think on the things above. I thank God and look on him. I listen. He said, I'm telling you, I'm going to keep looking up, and the reason I look up is because I have found out, Brother Craig, all the looking up is where my help comes from. Amen. Look at verse number 1 again. Can we look back? He said, I like that. He said, I will lift mine eyes. Amen. I will lift mine eyes. I will lift mine eyes unto the hills. In other words, tonight, if you're in the valley, if you're down there, where's the hills? The hills has got to be up. Amen. You ain't never seen a hill in the valley. All the hills got to look up. Amen. Thank God you got to look up. Listen, neighbor, in the David psalmist, David said here, amen, he said, listen, I need help. He said, I'm struggling. I'm going through these things in my life. Amen, I'm going through these different situations, amen, that all of us go through. Amen. The Bible says it rains on the just as well as the unjust. I know every one of us. I come in on Sunday morning, and we put our Sunday best on, and we put our Sunday smile on. I listen, and we sing, and we shout, and there's nothing wrong with that. But listen, you're as human as I am, and I'm as human as you are. There's struggles out there. I listen, and the devil said he'd have his way with you. He'd sift you as wheat. I listen, so don't tell me you don't go through valleys. Don't tell me you don't go through hard times. Don't tell me there's times you don't know what to do and where to go. And feel like quitting, and feel like stopping. We all get there. But he said, I've learned, amen, that when I get in that predicament, I just learned how to lift mine eyes toward the hills. Quit focusing. When Peter focused on the water became more focused. Water became getting into the boat, caused his life to go under. But if Peter lifted his eyes upon the Lord, he was able to walk on water. Amen. I found out in my life, when the best times of my life, the best sermons I've ever preached, and the closest I've ever been with the Lord. And all these things. Amen. When we go through them things in life, when everything's going good and everything's going great, it was in those days that I wasn't looking upon the flesh. I was looking upon the hills. I was looking upon the hills. I was looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. But when we take our eyes off the Lord, when we take our eyes off the Lord, then it's when we begin to struggle. And then it's when we begin to face those hard times. And we feel all alone and we don't know where to go. And we don't know where. But he said here, he said, hey, he said, I, if you can read it in your King James Bible, that eye is about that big. Amen. He said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Amen. Thank God tonight. I'm telling you, when we need help, then it's when we need to look up. Focus on the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Lift our eyes, but not focus on downward, but on upward. He said, lift mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. So when we go through those valleys, we go through them storms. The first thing we want to do, Sister Peggy, is drop our head. Is drop our head. Amen. I remember my mother, when like I've said this so many times, when there was problems or issues or anything, I never knew about it. They never did talk about it. But I could always tell when my mother was upset, she'd just wring her hands. She'd wring her hands like that, you know, and I'd say, what's wrong, Mama? Ah, nothing, nothing. She'd just wring her hands, darts like that right there. Sometimes I've seen them nearly be plumb raw. I reckon just when she'd get nervous, that's just what she'd do, Sister Trish. She'd just, I knew something was wrong. Amen. Listen, but you know what? There's been times that I've been in my bed and I'd hear her in there in that bedroom calling upon the Lord. Amen. Calling upon the Lord. Amen. Listen, on our behalf or somebody's behalf, listen, they've learned to lean on Jesus Christ, and they learned that when they need help, not to look on their situation, not to look on their circumstance, not to be focused on anything except one thing, and that's upward. That's upward. He said, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. In other words, tonight, Brother Gary, I'm going to look toward the heavens. I'm going to look toward the heavens. Why? Because that's where my help cometh from. He said, my help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Look at verse number 3. Look at verse number 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. In other words, tonight, they was talking about in a mountain range or mountain places in them days. And they was talking about how they'd be climbing the mountains and their foot would slip. And I listen, that's what he's saying here. He said, listen, I'm telling you tonight, I'm on solid footing. I'm on solid ground. I listen every night. When we keep our focus on the Lord and we keep our eyes upon him, he said, you will not slip. You're on solid ground. You're on solid footing tonight. I listen, when we lift our eyes unto the Lord, then and there is where we find our help at tonight. Number two. Not only did he lift his eyes, but notice what he said, I'll lift mine eyes. He said, I'll look unto him. I'll look unto him. Number two tonight, if we'll just look unto him. To look unto him. To the present one of comfort and consolation, he looks to Jesus and he's satisfied that the help is coming. Boy, ain't that good to know? Amen. Let me read that again. Look, start with number 1. Let's read again. I want you to get this. I want you to get it. He is so confident that the Lord is going to show up. He is so confident. Boy, if we could just really get that much confidence. We say we got it, but the only time we can really use it is when we need it. Yeah. Amen. Amen. He said, look, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. He didn't say, I'm going to look unto the hills and maybe my help will come. No, maybe my help will come. He said, I'm going to look unto the hills which cometh my help. I know without a doubt, if I look to Jesus, help is going to come. I look to Jesus and help is going to come. In other words, tonight, look to him. Look to Jesus. He satisfies that ever longing. He said, cast your cares upon him. He said, bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We'll look to him, the assurance that he's coming. the assurance that he's coming. He's on standby. He's ready. He said, all we got to do is call on him. All we got to do is call on him. Monday night, I got up Monday morning. Monday night, we went to the hospital, and we was up there with Mama and everything, and we was trying to take care of her. She didn't sleep a wink. She started about 10 o'clock. She was getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, man, she really got sick, and I had to grab the pan, and you know what I'm talking about, man? You know, she just was losing everything she had ate for breakfast and supper and everything else. Man, I was starting to panic, I thought, I got to get some help in here. And, man, I couldn't find the nurse's button. I couldn't find the controller. And so I just went over there, and listen, behind her bed was a bunch of buttons. I really didn't know what all them buttons was. I listened, so I just mashed one of them. About that time, it said, cold blue. Hey, man, cold blue, cold blue, room 110, cold blue. I said, oh, God, that's Mama's room. I listened. Hey, listen, man, they come running in there, doctors and everything. I said, I just needed a nurse. Hey, man, I did. But I tell you what, it got their attention. Amen. That's the way. That's the kind of confidence he had in the Lord. I listened. He said, I tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to look under the hills. I'm just going to say, call blue. I listen. And he's going to come on the scene. I listen. I'm telling you tonight, that's all we got to do is just lift our voice and look into him. And we can look to it with confidence and knowing he knows what we need. He knows where we're at. He'll supply our every need according to the riches in glory. Amen. Now maybe last time they let Mama come back to poke or me, but it got their attention. Don't try that. But it got their attention. And that's what Simon is saying here. He said, number one, we lift our eyes and we look to him. We lift our eyes and we look to him. He said, cast all your cares upon him. See, we want to cast them, but we want to tote them too. Amen. Don't we all? Yeah. Here's the way I am. I'll have an issue. We all have issues. Some of y'all got issues. Say amen right there. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. We all got issues. Some of you got double. But anyway, you know, we'll bring those issues to the Lord. But we'll take those issues right back and we worry about them. We worry about, was that took care of? Is that took care of? But he said to bring our burdens to the Lord and just leave them there. And just leave them there. That's hard to do, ain't it? That's hard to just cast your cares upon him and say, you know what? I ain't going to worry about it. I ain't even going to think about it anymore. I'm just going to look unto heaven. That's hard to do. That's what he was saying in this verse right here. He said, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Amen. He knew with confidence that the Lord was there. Yeah. He knew with confidence that the Lord was on his way. He knew that. Number three, not only in times of need of help do we lift our eyes and we look to him, but look at number three. He listens to his voice. He listens to his voice. What did he say? He said, he will not suffer. He said, he'll not suffer the foot to be removed. Look at verse number 2. Psalms 121, verse number 2, one more time. He said, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The creator of everything existence, the creator of the earth, creator of the universe, creator of man and woman, he cares for your soul. He cares for your soul. So in other words, tonight, when we look upon him, we lift our eyes and we look upon him, the next thing we do is just listen. That's why it said in Psalms, be still and know that I'm God. Yeah. Boy, that's the hardest thing in the world. You know what? Right. Amen. You remember me telling about Ethan when he was littler. He'd rather you whoop him than me stand and tell him, stand right there and don't move. Amen. He can't handle that. He's got to move. Amen. It's hard for him to be still. Amen. But God said in our spiritual realm, we got to bring it to the Lord, and we just got to wait. Amen. We just got to wait. Daniel prayed and prayed and prayed. Look how long old Noah built on that boat. Yeah. It didn't rain. Year after year after year, people laughing, scoffing, making fun of him. But one day after a while, God shut that door, and the first raindrop fell. Amen. If we'll just learn to listen to the voice of God, our help comes from the Lord. But we must listen to the voice of God when we need help. Amen. It's just like being on a lifeboat, on one of them big cruise ships or something. And you fall overboard. And you're out there and you're going up and down. You're bobbing. And I grab one of those preservers. And I throw that thing out there to you. I can tell you all night long to grab a hold of that. And you can ignore that voice and you can drown. And that's how important it is to listen to the voice of God. God can only do what we allow him to do. He said, be willing and obedient, and we can eat the good of the land. Man, be willing and obedient. We'd just be willing and obedient. Listen, he said if we'd be faithful over a few things, he'd make us rulers over many. Standing in need of help. We've all been there. And you'll be there again. But when we get in those times, the Bible tells us exactly what we need to do. Number one, lift our eyes. Number two, look to him. Then number three, listen. Listen to the voice of God. He'll speak to you every day. He speaks to us every day. Amen. Every day, just talk to him, and he'll talk back to you. Amen. Just ask him, God, what's thy will be done for my life? And he'll direct your steps in the way that you should go. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song tonight. Standing in need of help. That's where he was. He said, tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to lift my eyes toward heaven because I know that's where my help comes from. Listen, the world can't help you. Sometimes mom and daddy can't help you. Amen. But Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you even to the end. Ain't that glad? Ain't you glad we serve a God like that? Ain't you glad? Listen, I got into a discussion at work. One of the guys that worked for me, and he's a different denomination than we are. He was telling me that, you know, where he goes, you know, when they die, they go to it's like a halfway house or something, you know, somewhere in the middle, you know, and you know, a lot of people get around you and they pray and. I pray you on into heaven. And I told him, I said, I hope you don't base your salvation on that. I said, because listen, there's just two places. I said, there's heaven and hell. And I said, if that was the case, then we need to just quit working today and go up here to Rose Hill Cemetery and let's just pray for all them that's in the grave. We got to pray them. They're just hanging out somewhere. We got to get them in. But that'd be by works. It'd be by my prayer, not theirs. Amen. And salvation don't work like that. Amen. Salvation don't work like that. Folks, we can have help through only the Lord Jesus Christ. But we got to look to him. If we get to heaven, I'm going to tell you something. If we get to heaven, it's going to be by Jesus. Amen. It's going to be by Jesus. It's going to be by his blood or none other. Amen. Still takes the blood of the Lamb applied to our heart. Amen, that we may be saved. Amen. Standing in need of help. What I do, preacher? Look up. Look up, call up. Amen. Look up, call up. You're like the Yellow Pages. Look it up, call it up. Amen. Look up, call up. Who are you going to call on? Well, call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. At what was that song used to say? The Royal Telephone, Central Telephone, something kind of like that. Never busy. Yeah, that's it. Amen. Who are you calling on tonight? If who you're calling on, and I'm fixing the clothes, I really am. If who you're calling on is not helping you. If who you're calling on is not helping you, and you're not getting any better, You're gradually, your life is just tumbling, 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 tumbling. I quit calling on him. I call on Jesus. I call on Jesus. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. Ain't you glad? I like that song. It says, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. What a friend. What a friend that sticks closer than a brother or sister. Boy, midnight hour. Midnight hour. Listen, 2 o'clock in the morning Monday night before I hit code blue, wasn't none of y'all there. I needed every one of you, but wasn't none of you there. Man, I was calling on the Lord, and he was there. He was there. Amen. He'll be there for you tonight, too. Let us stand together. If you're hearing the Holy Spirit dealt with your heart, then you come. Call upon the Lord. What about it tonight? He said, bring your burdens and just cast them upon him. What about it tonight?